Hi, this is the recording of Building Stories on Air from April 19th with a story from Madame Rigolote. Enjoy! We removed our musical pause, and so when you hear it's where we put some beautiful music. So join us live next time so you can enjoy the musical break as well. Enjoy!
Good afternoon. This is Frederick. You are listening to WCOM 103.5 FM or live on WCOMFM.org. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows. And we are so, so glad you're here to build stories with us today. But as always, we are going to start with The Battle of Evermore from Led Zeppelin. Good afternoon, and welcome to Building Stories on Air. Whether you are listening on WCOM LP 103.5 or online at WCOMFM.org, the Wooden Fellows and the human behind me, or behind them, I should say, me, we are so, so glad you're here. So as you know, we are in Carborough, North Carolina. The weather is a little windy but cool today. There's just a lot of pollen. So hopefully I'll not be coughing too much. So welcome to episode 7 of Building Stories on Air, a weekly hour aiming to inspire everyone, no matter how young or how old you are, we inspire to everyone to unleash their imagination and build stories. So what do we do here for an hour? I mean, until like 4:45, 4:50. We unleash our imagination here in the studio, sometimes with a guest, or at home, or wherever you are listening to us from. So why do we encourage everyone to build stories? Because it is refreshing to realize that we all have an inner child waiting to be awakened, to be silly, curious, creative, and ready to slow down and take life as it comes. Personally, my inner child has definitely been awakened since the Wooden Fellows came to my life. And I find a lot of joy trying to inspire everyone, and you especially, our dear audience at large, in creating your own imaginary world, your own stories. So who are the Wooden Fellows, you may ask? So if you have been listening to us since the start of the show, you may become start to be familiar with them. But you know, we'll just keep briefly introduce them for a few more weeks. So the first Wooden Fellows who joined the Petit Refuge, this is how we call the place they live in Chapel Hill, with their human friend, as they like to call me. So the first one was Maurice. Maurice is a little bit of an introvert. He doesn't mind being by himself. He doesn't mind being with some sad thoughts sometimes. He has some beautiful and large gray eyes, black hair, and he always wear clothes in gray colors. So if you remember, last week, no, 2 weeks ago, he invented a story by himself, to himself, and there was nothing wrong with that. The second one was Madame Rigolote. She's all about joy and fun with her colorful clothes and red glasses and gray hair. You know, that kind of gray hair that comes with the wisdom of aging. As you may remember, she went on a quest to find humans who could help her build stories, and she was so, so over the moon last week to have Judy, one of our first guests, building stories with us. Then came Wooden Fellow's Petite Clotilde. She's our dreamer, you know, with her purple eyes and purple hair and blue and purple and kind of pink clothes. Do you remember when she told us a story about circles that you could find in downtown Chapel Hill that were actually gate to other lands? She just enjoyed building stories. And finally, came Pierre Kéroul and his companion, Boule de Poil. He connects us to nature with his brown eyes and nature-toned clothes. He's the one who told us the story about Madame Rose, if you remember, maybe a month ago. Madame Rose, who lives on the gate, on the Rose Garden at the Chapel Hill Community Center. So something you may notice is like there is a lot of connection with French culture because the human being, me, grew up in France. And there is also a lot of connection with our community, you know, Chapel Hill, Carborough, because that's how we find our inspiration in building stories. So just to give you an idea of their size, they're all like about one or two hands tall, you know, smaller than the smallest dinosaur and bigger than the biggest bug. And they are all made out of basswood, which is a light brown wood, a very beloved wood for carvers. And we also have some buoys and pouilles. So the buoy don't say much, but the pouille, they love being the main characters of stories. Something exciting happened last week. One of them moved out to live with Judy, our guest. And another exciting news, Judy will be back in a month, and we will know more about the move and the end of the story we started last week, because the week truly, truly flew by. So today, no guest, but Madame Rigolote is taking the lead. She went to the Duke Gardens earlier this week and found more pouilles, and she's going to tell us all about it. And so on a side note, as we said before, the goal here is not to become professional storytelling, you know, that is truly, truly an art in itself, but simply to unleash our imagination. In the past, we did so by using dice to add numbers to our stories, or we used a table with some ideas if we get stuck. We also have a story loop. So just listen to our story, and I hope you can be inspired to do the same. So the human being, like the women fellows like to call me, went to visit the Duke Garden in Durham earlier this week. And so when Madame Rigolote heard that plan, she asked to come along. with the hope that she could find some pui, you know, those little creatures who love being part of a story, and that can be found in many different places. Now, if you are a local, I'm wondering, have you ever been to the Duke Garden in Durham, North Carolina? It is simply magnificent, and Madame Rigolote loved it. There is this new building with a beautiful entrance, and she noticed that the shadow of the roof was making beautiful patterns on the ground. There are terraces with flowers of all colors, especially some bright orange poppies. There is also a bright red bridge towards the Japanese garden. It's very, very highly recommended. And Madame Rigolote was right. At some point, next to the lake, a little bit too close to the edge of the shore to Madame Rigolote's taste, were several pui. So Madame Rigolote introduced herself, and the pui introduced themselves, and Madame Rigolote told them how much she loved that place, especially the bright colors and the orange poppies, and asked the pui what they loved so much here. And so they talked about the sight of flowers, the sound of the birds, the smell of the grass, the touch of the cacti, and the taste of logobops. Now, if you are from Durham, you are probably familiar with logobops. They're such a treat, ice cream treat. And so Madame Rigolote said, "It reminds me of a time I went to Paris, where all my senses got to work." And Madame Rigolote added, "Would you like to hear about it?" And of course, the pui said yes, listening to a story. Of course, they said yes. So Madame Rigolote gathered her memories, thought about ways to add some silliness, you know, thinking about a story that would engage the pui, and hopefully you, or the audience at large, with some truth and some not-so-truth element. So here is how Madame Rigolote cuddled with the pui. And she started a story with, "Once upon a time, there were five little pui who loved using their senses. And one day, they met Madame Rigolote, who took them to Paris." Now, before Madame Rigolote continues, we are going to take a music break, so you can reach out if you need anything. And as always, you can send us an email at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. You know, Building Stories on Air is the name of our program. And if you are all set, you know, maybe think about experiences with senses that you could include in a story, because that's what Madame Rigolote is going to do today. You could even grab some paper to jot some notes as the hour goes by. You know, this show is about you and encouraging you and everyone and anyone to build stories. Short ones, long ones, silly ones, sad ones, wherever your imagination tells you. We will be right back. We We hope you enjoyed Tracy Chapman with Fastcore. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5. You can also listen to us live on WCOMFM.org. This is Frederick, and I'm with the Wooden Fellows. We are here for about an hour to unleash our imagination and build stories together. So before the break, Madame Rigolote was getting ready to tell us her story. The story she built earlier this week as she was cuddled with some pouille. You know, these little creatures who love being part of stories. And she was ready to tell her story with two themes in mind. You know, just to keep her imagination flow. So Paris and our five senses. So once upon a time, there were five pouilles, and they were in Paris, started Madame Rigolote. And of course, the pouilles, you know, the pouilles who were being told the story, started giggling. What can we say? You know, they just love being part of a story. So Madame Rigolote had a plan of taking them seeing the Eiffel Tower. But the pouille from the story, had another plan. "We are going on a quest to stimulate all of our senses," said the pouille. So the pouille, the real one who were listening to the story, giggled even more, because it was Madame Rigolote saying this, you know, not them, as part of her story. So Madame Rigolote said, "Oh, you want to go on a quest to stimulate your senses, huh? Well, I know exactly where to start. You are going to have your sight blow away." And she took them to the Galerie Dior, a fashion museum in Paris, with three stories of designs sorted by color. Madame Rigolote's dream. Well, technically, she didn't go. You know, the human being, me, left her at the hotel that day. "How dare she," would say Madame Rigolote. But Madame Rigolote heard enough and all about it to use it in her story. And so in her story, so they arrive, and the pouille did have their sight blown away by all of these designs. So much colors to see, so many designs and rooms, and so much textures to see and touch. Oh, it was so hard to resist for the pouille. Even though Madame Rigolote told them that they should keep their tiny hands in their pockets and use only their big eyes, still, it was so hard to resist. And at some point, they arrived in a room displaying a dress with a long red train. And one pouille just could not resist. She quietly let Madame Rigolote and started crawling under the train in the hope of reaching the main part of the dress and touching the white part that looked so soft. Now, of course, the pouille who were listening to Madame Rigolote's story giggled and giggled, imagining one of them being so mischievous. Suddenly, Madame Rigolote heard, "A rat under the train!" So Madame Rigolote stopped, wondering who may be screaming like this in a peaceful place like Galerie Dior, until she realized it was a French woman, one of the museum visitors, losing it after mistaking the pouille for a rat. Madame Rigolote crawled under the train, grabbed the pouille, grabbed crawled back out, grabbed the other pools, and ran outside of the gallery door before one of them would create more trouble. Phew! That's enough adventure for the day, said Madame Rigolote. Encore, encore, said the pouille from the story. More, more. A way for them to tell Madame Rigolote that the quest must go on. So Madame Rigolote said, so you want to go on a quest to stimulate your sense more? Well, I know exactly where to go next. You are going to have your hearing blown away. And this time she took them to Notre Dame, one of the most famous churches in Paris. Madame Rigolote loves it, especially the bells and the organ inside the church. Now, Notre Dame was under renovation when Madame Rigolote was in Paris, so technically she didn't get in. But you know, she's using her imagination. She learned enough from the human being who did visit it in the past. So they arrived inside the church, inside Notre Dame. And the pouille did have their hearing blown away. The sound of the bells was so magical. And the organ seemed so interesting. But nobody was playing it. And so it was so hard for the pouille not to hear it. So hard to resist and stay away from it. Even though Madame Rigolote told them that they should keep their tiny hands in their pockets and use only their ears, it was so hard to resist. And so at some point, one pouille quietly let Madame Rigolote and started climbing to the organ in the hope of reaching the keys and see what sounds may come out. As you can imagine, the pouille, who were listening to Madame Rigolote's story, giggled and giggled and giggled, imagining one of them being, again, so mischievous. A fairy! A fairy! A fairy on the organ! Madame Rigolote stopped, wondering who may be squealing in delight like this, in a quiet place like Notre Dame, until she realized it was a French young child, one of the church visitors, losing it after mistaking the pouille for a fairy. So Madame Rigolote climbed to the organ, grabbed the pouille, climbed back out, grabbed the other pouilles, and ran outside of Notre Dame before one of them would create more disappointment and before the child realized there were no fairy to be seen. Phew, that's enough adventure for the day, said Madame Rigolote. But guess what the pouille from the story said? Encore, encore! More, more, a way for them to tell Madame Rigolote that the quest must go on. So we are going to take another musical break so Madame Rigolote can catch her breath and you, our dear audience at large, can continue to jot some notes or let some giggles out, and we will be right back. To WCOM 103.5. This is Frederick, and I'm with the Wooden Fellows. We hope you enjoy some French music with Les Cactus from Jacques Dutronc. And so before the break, Madame Rigolote, one of our Wooden Fellows, was telling a story to the pouille about them being in Paris on a quest to stimulate their senses. They went to Galerie Dior to stimulate their sights, Notre Dame to stimulate their hearing. Both times, though, they had to run away to avoid, you know, anger or disappointment from French natives. Encore, encore, said the pouille. You know that, away from them to tell Madame Rigolote that the quest must go on. All right, let me see, said Madame Rigolote. Sight, hearing, I can think of a way to stimulate your taste, smell, and actually even touch. But you have to promise me one thing. You have to stay out of trouble. Which makes the Pui giggles, of course. You know, the real Pui listening to the story. All right, I know exactly where to go next to have your taste blow away. So she took them to a French bakery. You know, this kind of bakery with all kind of pastry and bread, pain au chocolat, chaussons aux pommes, éclairs au chocolat, and of course some croissants. So she bought some croissants and a French baguette. You cannot go to a French bakery and not buy a baguette. So they bought this and they walked to a park close by, put a blanket on the ground, and here they were having a little picnic with French treats. And the Pouille did have their taste blown away. Madame Rigolote was quite happily surprised to see that the Pouille were behaving pretty well this time. But then, because, you know, there is always a den, they heard, and here they saw a pigeon. Two pigeons. 10 pigeons, all looking into the same direction. One of the croissants held by one of the little Pouille. A pigeon is trying to steal my croissant. Madame Rigolote stopped, wondering who may be in fear like this in a peaceful place like the park, until she realized it was a Pouille, one of the Pouille. Shoo, shoo! Madame Rigolote protected the Pouille from the pigeon, asked the others to follow her, and run outside of the park before one of them would be devoured by one of the ferocious Parisian pigeons. Phew! That's it, that's enough adventures for the day, said Madame Rigolote. Now guess what the Pouille from the story said. Encore, encore! That time it was not our fault, wasn't it? So Madame Rigolote said, all right. I think it's time to head back, but I know exactly where to have your smell blown away. And she had this mischievous smile as she was saying this. Any idea where she may take them? Madame Rigolote took them to the metro, the old Parisian metro, where odors of all time cohabits. Perfumes, all kind of perfumes, oil, old metal, rubbery smell of the metro doors, and other smells that, you know, are all around in the metro. And the Pouille did have their smell blown away. Maybe a little bit too much. You have to remember, it was their first time in Paris. And it had been kind of a long day already. And they started feeling a tiny bit overwhelmed. They started to hold their noses, pull up a sweater, wanting to get out by any means, but couldn't find a way to easily escape. And they started looking at Madame Rigolote, a little bit upset. Well, quite upset. And the Pouille rarely gets upset, but when they do it quite well. So well that Madame Rigolote had to run away before getting into too much trouble with the Pouille. How would you feel if you had been one of those pouilles or Madame Rigolote? So we are going to take one more musical break so you can share your thoughts with people around you, or as always, you can send us an email at Building Stories on Air. We always, always love hearing from you. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5, or you may be streaming live on WCOMFM.org. This is Frederick, and I'm with the Wooden Fellows for Building Stories on Air. So before the break, and I hope you enjoyed Peter Gabriel with In Your Eyes. So before the break, Madame Rigolote was telling the Pouilles a story about them going on a quest of senses in Paris. And so the Pouilles got in trouble. Madame Rigolote got in trouble. They were all exhausted, running away all day. Madame Rigolote said, "All right, I have one last stop. I have one more sense. Do you remember which one is left? Touch. So I have one last stop," she said. "I believe you will have your touch blown away. Truly. In the most beautiful way." So they went back to the hotel, and Madame Rigolote offered the Pouilles a pillow. The most comfortable pillow out of dove feathers, with a little blanket she had knitted in the past. And the Pouilles did have their touch blown away. They didn't get in trouble. They did not have to run away. They did not say, "Encore, encore." They simply, peacefully, fell asleep. Madame Rigolote whispered, "Sweet dreams, little Pouilles. Next time, I'll take you to the Eiffel Tower, I promise." And she put her head on the pillow, and within a second, she was fall asleep as well. And so here we are, another Sunday, another adventure with the Wooden Fellows. So before we say goodbye, let's just pause for a moment and think about what Madame Rigolote did today. So she took a real experience, you know, a walk in the garden, a conversation with some Pouilles, and turned it into a story. She used a theme of five senses. She used places she knew, or almost knew, you know, a trip to Paris. And she used the Pouilles, those little creatures who love being part of a story, to be part of her story. That's all it takes. A theme, a place, and someone to share it with. And here you are, ready to unleash your imagination. So what would your story be? What place comes to mind when you think about your senses? Maybe a kitchen or forest, or what theme would you choose? And of course, you don't need to have all the answers right now. Just let those questions sit with you this evening. And as always, we would love to hear from you. Send us an email at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. Tell us your place, your theme, your twist, or simply said hello. The Wooden Fellows will answer to any single one of them. We also welcome one or two guests every Sunday to build stories with us. No preparation needed, no experience required, and we promise you the most unstressful and joyful hour of your Sunday. Reach out if you are curious about it. Enjoy your evening, and as always, we'll close the show with Dave Brobeck and Take Five, which was my dad's favorite song.